What is project management? The use of procedures, techniques, abilities, expertise, and experience to accomplish certain project goals in accordance with predetermined project acceptance criteria is known as project management. Final outputs in project management are subject to time and money constraints. Project management differs from simple management in that it has an end deliverable and a set amount of time, whereas management is a continuous activity. A project manager therefore requires a broad set of talents, including strong people management, commercial acumen, and frequently technical expertise. What is a project? A project is an individual, temporary endeavor started with the intention of achieving predetermined goals, which may be outputs, outcomes, or advantages. A project is typically considered successful if its goals are met within the predetermined budget and time frame, and in accordance with specified acceptance criteria. Every project's fundamental components are time, money, and quality. Time, the process of creating and presenting schedules that indicate when work will be done, is called scheduling. Cost, how are the required monies obtained and money handled? Quality, how will the deliverables and management processes' suitability for their intended use be ensured? A project is essentially any undertaking that requires the completion of activities within a restricted time frame and set of resources in order to attain a specific goal. This description makes it evident that the majority of governments, non-profits, corporations, and other kinds of organizations carry out projects of some kind, necessitating the implementation of a project management procedure. When should project management be applied? Projects are distinct from routine business operations and take place when a company needs to provide a solution to specific needs within a predetermined spending limit and time frame. Projects necessitate the temporary gathering of a team to concentrate on particular project goals. For initiatives to be successful, effective teamwork is therefore essential. Projects necessitate the temporary gathering of a team to concentrate on particular project goals. For initiatives to be successful, effective teamwork is therefore essential. Discrete work packages are managed in project management in order to accomplish predetermined goals. Many different aspects affect how the work is managed. The scope, importance, and difficulty of the work are evident. While moving a small office and planning the Olympics present many of the same fundamental management difficulties, they also present quite distinct ones. One way to describe objectives is in terms of outputs, a new headquarters building. Results, employees moving from various sites to the new headquarters. Benefits, economies of travel and facilities management, and strategic goals, for example, tripling the organization's share price in 3 years. Why is project management used? The ultimate goal of project management is to deliver a product that will change things for the betterment of the organization that started the project. In order to produce this final result, a number of tasks must be started, planned, and managed. The following types of projects need formal management. Create anything new or changed, material or immaterial. Have a set duration with a start and end. They are probably complicated in terms of the task or groups involved. They necessitate risk and change management, and they have a fixed duration. There are several advantages to investing in efficient project management, including offering a higher chance of attaining the intended outcome, guaranteeing effective and optimal utilization of resources, meeting the various demands of the project stakeholders. Which project management categories are there? Below is a brief explanation of each of the 10 project management knowledge categories, as originally outlined in the Project Management Body of Knowledge, PMBOK, by the Project Management Institute, PMI. Managing a project scope, or the tasks, deliverables, and milestones that must be met, is known as scope management. Creating a project schedule and establishing rules for its tracking and upkeep is known as schedule management. Cost management is the process of project cost estimation to develop a budget that is followed up on during the project. Ensuring project deliverables adhere to quality standards is known as quality management. Purchasing, assigning, and monitoring project resources, such as personnel, supplies, and machinery, is known as resource management. Establishing communication policies for stakeholders and project teams is known as communication management. Risk management is the process of recognizing, assessing, and avoiding or lessening risks in your project. Purchasing project resources and upholding connections with suppliers and vendors are the two facets of procurement management. Stakeholder management is the process of identifying the people who are involved in a project and managing them according to their expectations and power. Integration management, establishing a structure to facilitate improved collaboration between project teams. Every stage of the project management process requires management of these project management knowledge categories. What are the 5 steps in the project management process? All projects must go through the following 5 stages of the project management process: initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and control, and closure. Process groups, the project management cycle, and the project life cycle are other names for these project management stages. Now let's go over each of these actions. Project initiation. Using a number of project management documents, the project manager must demonstrate at this first stage that the project is feasible and valuable. The following are the principal ones. A. Business case. A business case explains why the project is necessary and outlines its goals and expected return on investment. B. Feasibility study. A feasibility study establishes the project's ability to be completed on schedule and within budget. C. Project charter. A project charter outlines the goals and objectives of the project. Planning projects. The production of a project plan, a detailed project document outlining the project's execution strategy, is the aim of the project planning phase. This is a brief synopsis of a project plan's key components. A. Project schedule. This outlines a timetable for work completion and resource distribution. B. Project budget. The total of all projected project expenses is the project budget. C. The scope management plan outlines the tracking procedures for the scope of your project as it progresses. D. The project's potential risks are described in the risk management plan, along with mitigation techniques. E. The resource management strategy outlines the acquisition, distribution, and management of your resources during the course of the project. F. Stakeholder management plan lists all parties involved in the project along with management rules. Project execution. Project execution, or carrying out the plan in order to accomplish the goals and objectives of the project, is the third stage of project management. As a project moves closer to the monitoring and control phase, project managers must supervise the project management knowledge areas during the project execution phase. In order to keep the team working, the project manager will reallocate resources or modify the time and scope as necessary. They will also recognize and reduce risks, address issues, and apply any modifications. Project supervision and management. Project monitoring and control, the fourth phase of project management, happens while the project is being executed. In order to make sure the project team stays on track and within budget, it entails keeping an eye on how the project execution activities are going. Quality assurance is ensured through the application of quality control techniques. Another essential component of this project management phase is reporting. Project managers can use it to monitor progress in the first place, and stakeholders can receive updates during presentations by using the data it provides. Numerous project management reports are available, including those on project status, timesheets, workload, allocation, and expenses. Project closure. Project closing, the fifth stage of project management, involves presenting the stakeholders with the completed deliverables. Resources are released, paperwork is finished, and everything is signed off on after approval. After studying the project management life cycle, let's examine a few project management methodologies. Finally, which project management types are there? Numerous project management techniques have been created over time to meet the demands of various sectors. Certain project sizes and levels of complexity are more conducive to the effectiveness of some of these project management techniques. The primary project management techniques are listed here. Waterfall. A sequential project plan is prepared once stakeholder requirements are acquired at the start of the project using a linear project management approach. Agile. An agile sprint is a type of brief work sprints used in iterative project management that replaces traditional project plans. Scrum. A common agile methodology for software and product development. Lean. Originally developed to enhance manufacturing procedures, this approach has grown in importance as a project management methodology. Kanban. Using visual boards and cards to oversee work is a popular project management technique known as Kanban. Agile and Scrum teams use Kanban boards. Six Sigma, similar to Lean or Kanban, Six Sigma is a collection of methods and instruments that were created to enhance manufacturing processes before evolving into a project management strategy. In closing, with the aid of a project team, project managers can plan, carry out, monitor, and finish projects through the process of project management. In order to accomplish this, they must guide team members through each stage of the project management process, also referred to as the project life cycle, using project management principles, competencies, approaches, and tools. Till next time. BM Project Solutions, helping sustain your business.